Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Lewis, coming to you from the Drew Estates studio. With me today is Seth Geis from the Bastania Studios, John McTavish, and from the Box Press studio, June Liu. How you guys doing?
I'm doing good, well, man. I think I'm going to follow Developing Palettes on Box Pressed. It's a good idea. Yeah. I think I will do it.
Yes, please go to bxpr.sd/install. Thank you.
There you go. Perfect. And you could check in the Crown Heads Azul y Oro that we're talking about today. This cigar is a Toro 6x50. Comes out of the Noxa factory in Nicaragua.
It's a nice wrapper.
Wrapper is Ecuadorian Habano. Binder is Nicaraguan Jalapa. Filler is from Nicaragua and the Dominican Republic. Price point is $11.95. Cigar was released in November of 2022. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like with this cigar?
Well, it was good. I thought it was a very cohesive blend. It was spicy, leathery. It had this really nice, rich meatiness to it. I got some decently unique black tea notes that I typically don't get in cigars. Has some nice cherry stone fruits to it. I thought it was good. I think more importantly, I think I realized that Noxa makes really good cigars, and they rarely miss for me.
All right. Seth, what were your thoughts?
I also like the blends coming out of Noxa.
yes.
I do.
We have one concur.
It was strong baking spices. There was leather. There was charred wood, fruit stew, rich manure. It was a pronounced flavor profile. It was really, I think some people would get annoyed by it. And then some people might just get enjoyed. Some people might enjoy it. I really got into it. And it didn't change up. It kept going. I thought it grew in the second, third, and it was really, really enjoyable. There's some herbal qualities. It was full in strength and body. The final third just kind of kept rocking with that, with pretty decent burn and draw. John?
I also like a lot of the cigars that come out of Noxa, and I also agree that they have rare misses. This might be a bit of a rare miss for me, though. It did start out of the gate interesting. I got sweet, creamy tobacco, mild pepper, a little bit of wood, and then got this earth and minerality. Oh, no. Moving into the center after a few puffs, and says this might not be good. Then it got a little bit of gritty earth on the post draw. But then I got this interesting sort of sourdough like sourness in the center, which was really interesting. And the way I described that, it sounds like it's bad, but it's the bread sour. And I was like, oh, that's a really interesting, flavor component. But it was really balanced against the wood and the earth. So the first third was interesting and engaging for me. And I found the second third a little bit more linear, a little bit more tannic wood driven. As it kept on, there was a little bit of chocolate and earth in there, but really, not combining the way that I felt was engaging for my palate. And then the last third sort of led off with sweet wood, wood finishing, earth and wood combining in the post draw and lingering between draws. So not a lot there for me to really, elevate it above an average profile. I will say, as is the case for most cigars coming out of Noxa, burn was razor sharp, draw was absolutely perfect. But again, that's no surprise. I think they do a great job on quality. Aaron, talk us through your experience.
I like some cigars out of Noxa, and I don't like some cigars out of Noxa, so I can go either way. For me, the cigar started with a gritty profile of toasted cedar, earth, and baking spice. Baking spice transitioned to black pepper a little bit later. Final thoughts, lots of wood bitterness joined in, and then kind of a vegetal note joined in as the cigar warmed up towards the end. I thought the cigar had a basic and pretty mundane flavor profile throughout, really just kind of focused around that toasted cedar, earth, and black pepper with slight changes in the fullness. Not really a cigar I see myself coming back to. I didn't have the best burn on mine. Cigar went out on me once, and then there was a point where a quarter of the wrapper didn't want to burn for a while, so I ended up having to kind of touch that up to get things back in line. So, it's okay. It's interesting to see, Crown Heads having to go, to find another factory to deal with their kind of factory changes and things like that. So, I've liked some stuff out of Noxa before, so I was interested to see how this was going to be. But this is just kind of a bit of a miss for me. So, not something I really see myself coming back to. All right, so getting into the scores, we are going to start at the top with June at 6.52. Seth gave it a 6.32. John gave it a 6.1. I gave it a 5.4. So June had that 6.52 matchup for you.
Pretty good. I spoke it again.
All right. Seth, 6.32. Would you spoke it again? Oh, you almost made it. It was like the last 2 minutes of the whole night. Man. And you blew it.
Almost. We're so close. So close. I had $5 riding this.
No, sorry, guys. Listen, I really liked it. I like a lot of stuff that comes out of Naxa, but I know what Aaron's saying about there's some blends which are really like hits, and there's some blends which are just like yeah, it's decent, but it's not. I thought this was one of those blends that kind of goes up there with like what, you know, Sokka's done some stuff up there. It just has that, it's really intense. And it's really it crushed my palate. And afterwards it's kind of like, this is it. But it's really full. I think it delivered this, I don't know, this will start a debate, I guess. It delivered like that scotch and almost like this pipe tobacco quality while being really natural. Not like over the top. You were tasting the tobacco, but you were getting those other qualities. And I know that there's a reference. I didn't realize it halfway through. I was like, what the hell is this name and so forth? I knew it was Spanish and so forth. I didn't get the whole story until after I'd smoked it. And I was like, oh, that kind of makes sense. But it's a blend I liked. It's one of these things I'd smoke it every once in a while, and just at the end of the day, because it crushed my palate afterwards, just because of the flavor profile. Who's next?
All right, John, 6.1.
Yeah, it matches up well. Above average flavor profile, elevated by the construction. What was the price point on these again?
$11.95.
Yeah. That's a good deal. I might try it again, just to see if the next one matched up. But you know, usually a 6.1 for me is probably going to be a pass. Aaron, what about you?
Yeah, my 5.4 matches up well. I thought it was average flavor profile throughout. Iffy construction with the burn issues, so kind of takes it below that halfway in the fives. But I don't think I'm gonna come back to it. Just on the other stuff that can satisfy me more than this at the price point or below. So not something I'd come back to. Final thoughts from you guys on this?
I think Crown Heads needs to keep doing these foot bans. I like. It seems like the past couple Crown Heads releases that we've had, they've been more of a like they put their they don't really have like a main band. You know what I'm talking about? I feel like there's a foot band. And I think they need to continue going down that road for some reason. I don't know. I was smoking. I just think that, I don't know. To me, it just makes sense. And it's just, I like the little color.
Tells me it's Crown Heads. You know what I'm saying?
What's up?
It tells me it's Crown Heads.
Yeah. It kind of does tell me that it's Crown Heads. And literally. They just change the color up there, and then they just keep that Crown Heads at the bottom. So I hope they continue with Noxa, and I hope that they continue changing up blends and trying some new things.
I will say, Seth, I agree that if you're gonna do a ribbon on a cigar, I'd actually rather see it as the band than the foot band. Yeah. Like I find the ribbon on the foot band to just be kind of like, you know.
And then they always start, you know. And then there's like a pattern where they're like, oh, it's Maduro. Like, if we're going to start ripping in people, Espinosa does this all the time. You always notice that it's like gold means Habano, red means Maduro, or anything along these lines. But Hubert does a good job of like changing the colors around. I feel like he's got a color for the year. But I just liked how that finish was. It just kind of makes it makes you focus on the cigar. And not that it's a beautiful cigar, but it's just kind of like, don't get caught up with what that is. Yeah. God, I sound like John Huber now. Jesus.
Carve your own path, Seth.
Yeah, I'm fucking carving my own path on this one. Here we go.
All right. Well, wherever you're catching this video, be sure to like and subscribe. But check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on all the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next one.
Blue and gold.